Early in the morning, Aerosonic, I'm bumping into Gogo Berlin. Guys, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Christopher and I'm the drummer.
I'm Anas, I play organ.
I'm Emil, I play bass.
And I'm Mikkel and I play guitar.
My name is Christian, I sing and I play guitar.
Welcome in Groningen. Did you ever heard before of Eurosonic Noorderslag?
Yes, we have. I don't know what to say about it, but I have definitely heard about it. And we have like Spot Festival and this stuff as well in Denmark. And we know that it's kind of like the basics of what that is. You know, it's I think Eurosonic is one of the first one, the first, you know, conventions like this, music conventions, yeah.
A lot of great Danish bands have played here the last couple of years, and we have always been really excited to play here. So finally.
Finally, you're here.
We know that it's the shit, yeah.
If you go like look at Groningen, you go and play some gigs over here because you want to, of course, promote yourself. People would need to see you over here. Then you go and play all the big music festivals in Europe. But what do you think of... How should people look at you? What kind of band are you? I can see you, but for the listener, what kind of band are you?
We are a rock band. And yeah, people should come and see us because we are doing one of the best live performances of, you know, of all the bands in our times, actually.
We're definitely a live band, that's true. I really think that's something that, yeah, for now. I think that's one of our strongest, like, how do you say that? Assets, yeah. It's really a string we can pull, and yeah, you should just check it out. And I think that all the festivals, I think we're, you know, able to play them big or small. We don't care. We love to play, and we love to see some audience, and you know, make people's head turn. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that tonight. Can you please tell me something more? When did it all start? Gogo Berlin. When did you start?
Actually, we all of us met at a performance school, which helps art and theater and music. And so we went there, all of us, to study music. And suddenly one evening, Christopher, the drummer, got a gig set up in the town, but he didn't have a band. So the five of us started this constellation and just played one gig, and suddenly the phone... And now we're here. So gig after gig and gig. So yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have like a master plan or anything. It was just like one show and then started, you know, taking another one. I think we did something right, just, you know, from the beginning. And the right people continued seeing us. And that's why we're here as well, you know, to make some people see us and then make, you know, more concerts come. And yeah. It was written in the stars, but we didn't do it ourselves. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And tell me something about that you are in Denmark. You are a rock band. Is there like a big rock scene in Denmark?
No.
Not at all?
Well,
old bands.
A couple of old bands who are like, you know, the safeguards for the festivals and all that to play, because they play in pretty much every festival in Denmark. But there's not really any like newer, like, I think we are the kind of the biggest rock band that are like not more than 40 years of age or something.
We are the biggest small band of rock. Yeah, that's true. We have like these ancient legends, you know, of the 90s and 80s and stuff like that in Denmark. And I don't think there's been a big rock band like that since. Of course, there's been some, but...
That's also the reason why it's nice to come here to Holland, because it's a bigger music scene and it's a bigger live scene than Denmark, because it's not... We're not that many people, and that shows on when you go to other genres than pop, there are not that many people who's interested. So that's why it's really nice to come here and see how big a live scene it can be.
We are also at the beginning of 2015. What are the expectations? What expectations could we have from you, from Gogo Berlin? What are you giving us next year?
Oh yeah, we are recording a record here in February. We're actually rehearsing at the moment, so this show is like, we just came out from the rehearsal room and like, oh, we have to play a show tonight. We haven't done that since December. No, yeah, the start of December. So it's like really exciting to come out and play again. But we're actually recording here next month and releasing our second album here in the fall. Yeah, sometime in the fall.
I think like we started saying in the interview that we have a strong force in playing live, and I think now it's our turn to also show how good we can be on an album. Like the first album is a great album, but it's also a first album, so it's more like 1, 2, 3, go. And I think now we're more, you know, we have more time now and we're more focused. Now we have a fan base and now, you know, we have some people's attention. And now we want to take that attention seriously and make something, you know, amazing. So
awesome. Now, of course, I also want to know, like, are there any festivals you want to play that the dream come true if you can play on a certain festival or stage in Europe?
Well, yeah. Well, I would say at least in Denmark, Roskilde Festival. I would say we played there once, but that was in the warm up days, you know. So it was at the festival, but still, I think it would be great to get back there and play like on the real festival. That would be, for me, that would be awesome.
I would love to play some of the like Pink Pop and get some of the Dutch festivals, because we haven't really had like any of them yet. We've been here and we've actually played in this room we warmed up for Kensington last year, I think, but we would really love to come back and also get some of that Pink Pop and Dao. I think we're actually going to play Dao Pop, or am I lying?
I don't know. The only thing I know also, I just want to say something else, but we've been in a lot of countries and other festivals in Germany and so on, and also we haven't even been in England before, so that's also a thing that could be real fun to do.
They're
but yeah,
about it actually, also England is on the table. But I'm saying a lot of things that I'm not sure if it's real or if it's
stop
just in my head.
Michael, it's
yeah,
no
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
No, but you can dream big, so that's no problem, you know. That's yeah. I hope you're gonna play there. It's all about the talent here at Eurosonic. Is there a band in Denmark that we don't know about that you say you should go and see them or you should go and listen to them?
That are playing here this year?
They're not playing here this year, or just somebody. Give us a good tip, like.
Do you know Reptile Youth? I think they played here for a couple of years ago or something. Reptile Youth? You know them?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We love them. They're a great band.
They're quite different from us, but still they're similar. Yeah, they have some live energy. They're incredible. And also they I like that they kind of changed, like reinvented themselves, but still keeping the same, you know, the core of it. But they turned something in the next album, and which just made them bigger, or at least, you know.
And they started something. They changed something in the Danish live scene. Actually, I think they started something like rowdiness, because they're quite rowdy on stage, and I think that became like a thing in Denmark also after the lead singer began to do that. Also, I would say When Saints Go Machine is amazing. That's very different, but that's really nice music. That's really original. That they got their own sound, and that's really amazing.
There's somebody dropping by with coffee almost, but not in our way. We're almost finished, guys. Then you can have coffee. Okay. Well, I also want to know, because you were just saying that last year you went on tour with Kensington. So stop all the serious shit. You are a rock band. Tell me all the sleaze and dirt. What are you doing in dressing rooms? What are you doing in the tour bus? What are you talking about? Tell me something about Go Go Berlin.
Actually, with Kensington, we got pretty drunk that evening. They were nice guys.
Yeah, they were really nice, and they were really drunk. They were happy because that was the biggest concert at that time. But now they're playing Sicky Dome so loud. I saw that's congratulations to them. We want to be there.
We want to be there. Let's support. Let's do it again,
yeah,
man. It was fun.
Man. But that was a lot of fun. But it can get pretty rowdy, I would say, backstage. Sometimes it's like dead quiet, and sometimes you can't say anything or hear anything.
We did last night, because we're in a recording period of time right now, and this is our first tour in 2015. And last night we played poker, you know, all night. I don't know if that's cool. It was. But I won. That's what I want. That's what I want to say. I won.
Okay, there's somebody very quiet over here. You can tell me everything about those guys, huh?
The sleazy part, yeah. But actually, we at the end of our tour last year, we had a homecoming concert back home. But our tour wasn't done yet, so we have to go touring in Germany again. And that last evening of 2014. That was mad. That was crazy. I've never seen a place ruined like this.
I had to bust in the door to get up to sleep, because like Emil and our sound guy Ava went to bed, and they forgot that the door's locked, and we didn't have a key, and we're like, and we there were people from the venue, and they were drinking with us, so I was like, we need to get up. And he was like, yeah, I got my phone up there. Can I bust it? Yeah, you can bust it. Let's do it. I tried all the movie tricks, like with the shoulder and stuff, and I found out it was easier with the ass, just like banging your ass against it, and I broke it with my ass.
It was one of those evenings. I puked on the way home, and it was a terrible ride home, but also it was a great way to just end it, and it was really cool. We got new friends, you know, new German friends, and it's kind of like the story of the whole year, that we're a long way from home, and sick on the way home, but new friends, and yeah, it was
great. Memories you'll never remember.
Yeah, you'll never remember, yeah.
But it's also the way of life you're all looking forward to when you're getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, of course, this is pretty much what we want to do. That's our dream, and that's why we do it, because this is like more than a full-time job. What you say, it's like twice, if you have two full-time jobs, you know, we invest, you know, so much time, so this is what we want to do.
Perfect. I think that's a perfect closing. I'm looking forward to your gig and, of course, to your album. It's next fall, 2015. Have a good season and a good tour this year, and good luck recording.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.